Well, good morning. This is Montana Public Radio. I'm Edward O'Brien with these headlines. Yesterday, the final day for Americans to file state and federal tax forms, Montana Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte announced a tax proposal he dubs his 406 tax relief plan.
Streamlining regulations, lowering taxes, and slowing the growth of government will energize our economy and help create more high-wage jobs so we can stop exporting our kids.
Gianforte's plan would phase out a business equipment tax over 4 years, hold state spending to current levels, and reduce the maximum tax rate from 6.9% to 6%. Even before the Republican released his plan, the reelection campaign for Democratic Governor Steve Bullock said the proposal would benefit the wealthy at the expense of middle-class families. Montana's prosecution of Republican candidates accused of taking illegal corporate contributions is either preventing corruption or stymieing democracy in action, depending on who you ask. Those were the arguments in federal court yesterday as the state tries to prove that its case against nine 2010 Republican candidates is evidence that justifies Montana's low campaign contribution limits. A lawsuit seeks to strike down those limits after an appeals court ruled they must prevent the exchange of money for official acts or the appearance of such quid pro quo corruption. Assistant Attorney General Matthew Kochenour says the recent trial that found one of the nine, Representative Art Wittig, took illegal contributions from an anti-union organization shows there are serious threats of abuse. Plaintiff's attorney, James Bob, says it's democracy, not corruption, for contributors to support like-minded candidates. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether federal felony charges can be filed against defendants who were previously convicted of multiple domestic violence counts in tribal courts that did not provide attorneys. The case, set to be heard today, marks a critical test for tribal courts, particularly those without the money to hire public defenders, at a time when Congress has begun broadening federal authority to prosecute violent crimes in Indian Country. In domestic violence cases, a decade-old law has sought to combat high assault rates on reservations by transferring cases involving offenders with multiple convictions to the federal courts for possible stiffer punishments. That statute is being challenged on the contention that defendants must be guaranteed counsel in tribal courts if their cases are ultimately grounds for stiffer penalties in U.S. courts. A Billings attorney is facing charges after police say she had been driving drunk with three children in her car. The Billings Gazette reports that 39-year-old Michelle Lynn Brauchman appeared in court yesterday. Federal land managers have agreed to restore information about grazing allotments not meeting rangeland health standards in 13 western states after a public lands advocacy group complained about the omission. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management agreed the information covering 150 million acres is needed after Washington, D.C.-based Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility filed an administrative complaint. Almost all of Montana's river basins had near to above average precipitation last month. USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Bozeman says that's good news for summer streamflow forecasts.
Generally, we're seeing near to even slightly above average streamflow forecasts for some of the northwestern basins. Moving into the south or southwestern basins, we're seeing near to slightly below average streamflow forecasts.
That's NRCS Water Supply Specialist Luke Zukowitz. He reports basins west of the divide received 124% of average precipitation in March. River basins east of the divide received 121% above average precipitation. There's one noteworthy exception to this encouraging trend, though. The Sun Teton Marias River Basin in north-central Montana. As of April 1st, its snowpack was only 70% of normal.
The streamflow forecasts are well below average, so without a substantial change in precipitation or snowpack before runoff occurs, our forecasts right now indicate well below average flows.
There's still time to make up for some lost ground. He says April, May, and June can be important precipitation months here in Montana. Filmmaker Ken Burns is partnering with the backers of a sprawling Montana wildlife preserve to sponsor an annual prize for individuals they say embody the indomitable American spirit. The American Prairie Reserve planned today to announce the creation of the Ken Burns American Heritage Prize. The group says it will honor artists, authors, educators, conservationists, historians, and others. Recipients will be chosen by a jury, and the first award will be given in the spring of next year. Burns, for more than three decades, has, of course, directed and produced documentaries, including the well-known PBS series Baseball and the Civil War. The American Prairie Reserve is attempting to piece together the largest nature reserve in the United States on 3.5 million acres of public and private lands in north-central Montana. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.